You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, welcome back for another great week. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. This never gets old. All right, we are going to kick off this episode like we do every week. That's sharing one of you, our loyal listeners. We appreciate you so much. You're using our hashtag STR Share Sunday. If you use the hashtag, we are looking for you on Instagram, and we are going to share your account right here in the podcast on our YouTube channel to our entire email list. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at The Brook House VT. Again, at The Brook House VT. And I just want to commend these new hosts. It's Danielle and Ben, and they just bought this property this year. And something that they've done that I just want to applaud them and thank them. And they have turned, if you go through their feed, you're going to see they have a lot of before and after pictures. And every bedroom in this beautiful ski home had bunk beds and some sort of like twin or queen bed. So every room in the house had three beds minimum, not one room like for children, every single room. I'm sure it was some sort of like, you know, everybody just goes and skis and then sleeps. But hey, I love that they have now turned every room to only having one bed and getting rid of all of those bunk beds and beds and just cramming as many people into this house as possible. They've done a beautiful, beautiful job of, you know, just renovating it, getting rid of all of those beds. And I just want hosts to think about, Sarah and I are anti-heads in beds. So really think about what your goals are for your property. And I don't know, Sarah and I just left the house that we were staying in, and I had a pretty good laugh session watching Sarah make a bunk bed. And so if any of you have ever made a bunk bed, not only will your cleaning team thank you so much, but if you haven't made a bunk bed before, try it, because whoever was turning over this house before had three sets of them, and there were probably a lot of words being said every single time they had to try to make a bunk bed. But I just want to encourage you, go to that. Look at their before and afters and how they've switched up those bedrooms. And the house is gorgeous. And hopefully they are just going to be booked like crazy. Go give them some love. And they have like the cutest dog ever. So check that out. It's really cool. They have a really cute thing too. It says B, which is bring your own ball. Pets are welcome. Rosie is their dog and she is darling. But Sarah.
Okay.
On to the episode.
On to the episode.
And they are going to be chock full of hosting hot tips. If you don't follow us on Instagram, you should. It's one of my favorite things to do on the gram is to just give out some hosting hot tips.
And that's really good at it too, because we'll be like at a consultation or just staying in a property that we're not working. We're off the quote unquote off the clock. And I'll say something. She goes, ooh, that's a hot tip. Yep. So this has been Annette's passion the past, I would say, year and a half of giving these hot tips.
And I'm going to let everybody know, I am going to start doing hosting hot tips. I want to share all of your hot tips. So be on the lookout because we are working on something special there so we can start collaborating on you with you on your hosting hot tips also. So that's coming in 2023. But Sarah, let's get to these hot tips. And here's the deal. Some of them you may already be doing. Some of you aren't. But make the list. Check it. Knock it out one by one. Make sure you do these things because none of them are expensive. They're all very, very inexpensive. So let's do it.
These are our top 10 hosting hot tips of 2022. Here we go. Number one, this is a recent hot tip, but if you're using laundry pods that have blue detergent, or it doesn't even have to be a pod, detergent that has coloring to it, we recommend you not use that anymore and go over to the free and clear option. Why, Annette?
Well, there's multiple reasons. Number one, you've invested a lot of money in your towels and your linens and they will stain them. And it's a bummer. You'll pull that sheet out. You'll pull that duvet out. Sometimes you won't even know until you get it on the bed. And we all know how that is. You have to strip it down again. But number one, it can stain. You never know when that's going to happen. It's right. So random. They just don't dissolve properly. And the sheets and towels are done at that point in time. The second thing is there are so many people that have extreme allergies to any sort of fragrances and then also the dyes. So your guests will love it. I know when we did this hosting hot tip on Instagram, there were people with allergies that are like, yes, please, free and clear. It really helps that we don't have any sort of reaction. So we always love a hot tip too that can be dual purpose. So just do the free and clear, no fragrances, and then you'll save your laundry also.
All right. Number two is, we're also going to eradicate some confusion with this hot tip, but an extra lock. So let me break this down for you. Most of us, I'm not saying all, but most of us have navigated to smart locks here in 2022. So you've got a smart lock, however you're getting your guests that code, wonderful. But then you also, what we like to do, and we are sharing this with you as our hot tip, is in the door jamb, on the door jamb, if you have like a wood frame or you could put it on the wall, we have an extra backup key should that smart lock go rogue. Because it's happened to me, especially, here you go, listeners, especially if your smart lock does not have a keyed option. That's another hot tip is like, if you get the smart lock, always have that option where you can use a key with it as well. But so if you have a smart lock and there's another option to use a key, whether it's an extra deadbolt or the handle below, just a way to help a guest so you don't have to drive there. Mm-hmm. And whatever you need to get that door open, there's an extra tool for that. Some smart locks have like the 9-volt battery to give it a little extra juice to rejuvenate it. Put that in your lock box on the side.
And this is a lot of the feedback you get that like, well, do people take the keys and use? And here's the deal. That secondary key, you don't give that code out unless it's needed. It's quote unquote your emergency backup key. So you might have that key there all year and only have to give that code out one time. So we don't have any fear that people are using that key or copying that key. That is truly just a backup key for any guest, for ourselves, for any sort of maintenance. It's just extra peace of mind. And it's great to have right there on property.
A host, I forget who it was, but they did tell me that what they do is they have their inspector change the lockbox code to match the smart lock code for every single guest so that in their instructions, they say, should you have issues with the smart lock, they kind of empower them to use the key. But that would require your inspector, that's something they'd have to do in each inspection to reset your lockbox code. But regardless, and then not only do you have a backup key there and your door jamb ready to go, we also want you to have one at home.
Yep.
Just in case.
Let's do it.
So that was number two. Number three, people love this tip, is the to-go cup option. So we are in a metro market and our guests leave in the morning on a rush and they're going to a business meeting. And so we give them the option of getting a to-go cup. And we had some feedback about sustainability. We hear you, everyone.
They're recyclable. And the thing about this, they might be checking out and have a long drive ahead of them. Mm-hmm. So you can get, you know, recycle-friendly cups. And I think the plastic tops are also recyclable.
So. You could also offer a thermos. Now, they can't take them on their checkout, like Annette mentioned, but if that is your jam. But again, the tip is revolving around thinking about tea and coffee and how you can really accommodate your guest during their stay. So that's what the tip's all about there. So yep. You do with that what you will. Number four.
Yeah, chip clips. This one, I always buy a lot of chips.
Nettie likes her snacks, you guys.
I like my snacks. Shout out to Wendy, one of the coaches inside our membership. She doesn't understand why you need chip clips because she's like, you should eat the whole bag. But I love chip clips. They're super inexpensive. They're a great thing. People buy a lot of snacks and they're like, they don't want them to go stale. So help them out. They're just an inexpensive thing.
Or it's good
thing.
For vegetables.
So many things.
Whatever.
So many kitchen hacks.
Yeah, correct. Yes. So or, chip clips. Sure. And those are easily forgotten and no more. Forget no more.
Hey there, fellow hosts. Want to make your short-term rental feel like $1 million without breaking the bank?
You bet. That's where Manoan comes in. They've got deep discounts on over 100 amazing brands. Brands like Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Wayfair, Parachute, and Fellow. Your guests will be swooning over the stylish furnishings and you'll be grinning at the money you saved.
And here's the exciting news. Manoan just leveled up their platform. Now you can easily sort through their brands with improved browsing and filtering capabilities, including host favorites and unique finds. No more endlessly scrolling.
Plus, if you're a design-savvy host juggling multiple properties, Manoan has your back. You can tag quotes and orders by property so you can keep things organized like a pro.
And let's not forget, you can set up multiple properties under your one account. It's a breeze to manage them all in one place. Talk about convenience.
Oh, and customization is key. With Manoan, you can decide who gets email notifications for all of your quotes and order updates. No more inbox overload.
And also, of course, we cannot forget the most exciting thing about all of this. Manoan is 100% free for hosts. Yes, you've heard that right. There are no membership fees, no sneaky costs, just fabulous discounts and a stress-free experience.
So what are you waiting for? Don't waste another second. Go to ManoanExperience.com and sign up today. Your guests will thank you, your wallet will thank you, and we'll thank you for spreading the word.
Thanks for visiting the new Manoan.
Number five, top 10 hosting hot tips. Extra wine keys. You know those things, you know, like in your home, how socks just walk away somehow?
Yes.
Wine keys. And honestly, this here's a bonus tip. Scissors.
Yes.
Scissors always. So our inspectors always, it's on their list to like do a lot of things, but check for the wine key and check for scissors. And all of our inspectors in their kit have an extra pair of both things.
And honestly, just buy like the Amazon ones and leave a slew of them.
There are a couple
if they walk
bucks.
Away, they walk away. But because also sometimes they bend, they break, but like that is the worst, especially if you're a remote location. And not even if you're remote. You've been traveling all day, you get to your destination, you maybe need a bottle opener, a wine opener. Again, so inexpensive. Yeah. And by the way, every single one of these tips, we've had to learn the hard way. We've ruined the sheets. We've had to go help someone with the locks. You know, people have asked for to-go cups, chip clips. You know, we just started putting them everywhere. And then also, yeah, like the wine keys, we've had to make a trip over to
I've also
to give these.
Impressed friends where like we're at a party and I'm in my car because in my back of my car, I also have a little kit. And like, oh, I don't have a wine key. I'm like,
you're like,
go
we've
to my
got
car.
That.
I have a little like Home Depot in the back of my car.
All right.
Okay.
Another
number
one.
Six hosting hot tip is check into your own property at night and make sure it is, no pun intended, clear as day.
Yeah, lit up because I don't know, we get so familiar with our own properties and it's not just checking in, like look at the drive-in. Are there things that you can tell them, look out for this, look for that, especially if you're in remote. I know some remote destinations have like, I don't want to call them quiet hours, but it's like quiet hours for their lights. I forget what it's called, like you're not allowed to have things lit up, but you can do it very tastefully. Light up the driveway, light up the walkway, light up maybe a light in the house. Be mindful of your neighbors, but also like think about your guests and how clear it is for them to find your property.
That's not just obviously you want to get good check-in marks for your reviews, but it's also safety. You don't want people slip tripping and falling on their way to your door because you better believe they're going to find a way to make you responsible for that, especially if you don't have any you know, your sidewalk isn't illuminated and all those sorts of good things.
And it's good curb appeal.
Or, and you can also have a friend of yours say, hey, if I send you the check-in instructions, is this clear to you? Right? Or mm-hmm. have someone who's never been to the property before, see if they can find it. Do that with a trusted person before you send your paying guests down that rabbit hole. Okay. Tip number 7.
We are giving you permission. You do not have to be open 365 days a year. Okay. If you want to take some time off, if you need to take a day off, if you just want to have your schedule blocked, not only for you, but just for some downtime, do that.
You have to know your numbers.
Yeah. You have to know your numbers, but also know that like things, you also need to have some time in your schedule. Like things are going to happen in your house. You're going to need to do some repairs. So just be mindful of the calendar, be aware of it. And with that, not having to be open, I guess the hot tip there is, we always want to tell you, just really always be paying attention to your calendar and don't have like check-ins on Christmas Day, on New Year's Day. Try to be mindful and just make sure that people are checking in and checking out where you can be enjoying your family and friends and not having to be worried about it. So you really can curate your calendar and think about you first and then how the guests can weave into your lifestyle.
We love sharing a win of one of our members. She has her numbers dialed in such a way where she was looking at her year holistically, which again, please, we get those DMs all the time like, oh my gosh, I was booked at 9%, now I'm not. And it's like, well, is that really the doom and gloom that you think it is? Or is that natural, normal mm-hmm. behavior? But anyway, she was looking at her calendar holistically, her property holistically, and she was financially doing great. So she said, I'm going to shut it down for the entire month of January mm-hmm. because she can. Financially, she could do that. And how wonderful to take, because they manage their property themselves, just like so many of you do. And that's allowed. You can do what you want. It's your business. But again, we're not telling you to do something that's going to make you put you in financial trouble.
Just
you
have be to mindful.
Know. Be yeah. mindful, but you can do it.
And again, all of these lessons, again, I've had complaints about the lighting of places, not being able to find it. And 365. I've had people checking in on New Year's Eve at like 7 o'clock and I hate to say it, I wasn't even doing it. I had to send my parents to do it because I was already out for the evening. So like, those are silly little things.
Wait a minute.
Like,
wait a minute.
Billy and Mary Jane, they had to go do a check-in because I was before I had remote locks and they had to go hand the key over New Year's Eve. They did it.
There you go, folks.
And y'all, my parents love them. Like my dad, he's in his 80s. He's over there like, what's Airbnb? Why are these people? Why am I giving the key? And they nailed it for me. So just unless you don't have parents like Billy and Mary Jane that'll go over and check people in on New Year's Eve, you want to make sure you block those. You block those calendars. Thanks, mom and dad.
So good. Okay. Number 8 on our top 10 list for 2022 hosting hot tips is if you don't have a ton of bathrooms, or your bed to bathroom ratio is off, or you're wondering what to do with that random corner in your home, is create vanity spaces throughout your home. So these vanity spaces have a mirror, a place to put, you know, makeup on, do your hair, a chair, some outlets nearby so that you can rock this out. It can also double as a dedicated workspace, but this is a really good way to maximize. So if someone's in the bathroom, you don't have someone else being peed off,
hindered.
They can't get ready
for
whatever they're getting ready for. So create vanity spaces throughout your property. It's a really inexpensive way to really be thoughtful. You could even put extra blow dryers at each space. Mm-hmm. They're not expensive. And this way, they don't have to get into the bathroom to do that, right? It's just be thoughtful.
And we've highlighted many properties on STR Shares this year where they cater to bachelorette parties and they will have like vanity bars set up like in the basement, you know, in certain areas of the house where they'll have mirrors where multiple people can get together at the same exact time. So know your guests, know who you're catering to.
Absolutely. Okay.
Oh, with the vanities, let's just say full-length mirrors. We'll throw that in there. Because, you know, I always got to say that. All right, what's next?
All right, next up is if you've got, again, this is for smaller spaces, or maybe this is just the way that your home's laid out, consider using TV media stands also as a place for dressers. Maybe your bedroom cannot fit a media stand. Maybe you've got 2 full beds or 2 queen beds or whatever. You've used the room in your bedroom and you're like, and guess what? Some guests like to unpack, especially if your average daily stay is a few days or more. Media stands are a really nice way. Get the drawers up, pull out so that guests can unpack and have some storage space. That was a well-liked tip from this year. Do you want to do our final top 10 tip of 20? This actually went kind of viral.
Yes, it did. Hosting hot tip and pet peeve, you know, hey, leave more than 1 trash bag, leave more than 1 roll of toilet paper, paper towels, coffee pods, Listen, Sarah and I have been very fortunate that we have never had any sort of theft issues with any of this stuff. People DM us all the time.
I don't know if that's fortunate or quite normal.
Or just normal. Yeah. Like, I'm just saying, like, it doesn't happen. People are like, I can't leave out that much coffee or toilet. People take it. And like, we're like, hey, if somebody needs to take that, they obviously need it more than us. So let them take it. But just supply your guests with what they need. And you won't be taken advantage of. Hopefully help them help you out. Like, if you leave somebody one trash bag and they're only there for a couple of days, like, they're not going to be able to throw it all away. So just be super mindful. This is where we bulk shop at Costco, places like that. So buying 150 trash bags and leaving them all very tidy underneath the sink is an easy way to go. Same with paper towels, toilet paper. Just make sure that your guest is as ready to go, all
and
of them.
I know we're going to get some feedback. It's kind of like, if I leave all that, what have you, I want you to think about this. If especially the number that you are commanding per night and how long the guest is staying, right? So we've been there where we go to these vacation rentals and they leave you one trash bag and get that. That used to be culture, but I'm telling you, everyone, it is different today. And you are going to get negative marks if you are that.
Right.
I don't want to use a derogatory word.
Just like,
but
do one to others. Like, hey, if you were checking in, would you really
want to buy a whole thing of trash bags?
Yeah, do the math on what the trash bags cost. Do the toilet paper, the paper towels, have it all down to a science. But listen, hosting hot tips, we are going to. Like I said, we will be launching a way for you to contribute to our hosting hot tips in 2023. So just keep listening, please. And hot tip for you listeners, if you could leave us a review, that helps these hosting hot tips get out more to hosts all over the world, which there in turn helps us up-level the whole entire hosting community. And then that hopefully gets us more guests and repeat guests, so, and good PR for just short-term rentals in general. So if you want to leave us a review,
right now, if you have your phone in your hand, okay, obviously you're not driving. If your phone in your hand and you're listening on Apple or Spotify, right then and there, you can leave us a review. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It's just a quick feedback, honest. You
can
tap how many stars that you've got. Do that right now. If you haven't done that for us this year, we would so appreciate that. There are resources that go into bringing this content to you every week, and those reviews help.
Awesome.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.